主席提醒我们时间比较多，所以我要讲得多，你们要听得多。
The chairman just reminded us that we have more time today, so I have more time to preach and you have more time to receive.
我们今天继续来看提摩太前书第五章。
Today we will continue in our study to the book of 1 Timothy, and we're in Timothy chapter 5.
上次我们停止在21节。
Last time we ended at verse 21.
那么因为这21节啊有一点很重要，所以我今天还要再重复一下。
Because verse 21 actually contains several aspects of that verse, and it's a little complicated, so today we will start from verse 21 again.
从17节到25节都是关于教会长老的事情。
Verses 17 through 25 deal, are passages that deals with the elders in the church.
我相信不常去教会的，甚至于从来没有到过教会的，对长老的观念是相当的模糊。
I think people who seldom come to church or are at church for the first time, your idea about the elders in the church must be very obscure.
你们到教会来，都希望能够看到有一些人叫牧师。
When you come to church, what you expect to see are people called pastors.
而我们教会没有牧师，只有长老。
However, in our church, we do not have pastors, we only have elders.
为什么我们叫长老不叫牧师？
Why do we call those who serve full-time in our church as elders and not pastors?
上一次我已经讲得相当的详细。
I've explained that in detail in our last sermon.
假如你还不了解的话，希望你把上一次我讲的这个内容可以拿一个录音带回去听。
And if you weren't here, if you weren't here last time, I would encourage you maybe to review the message from last time by getting a recording, so you can have a good understanding.
在保罗那个时候，教会里头对长老是相当看重的。
During the time of Paul, the position and the office of the elder is very important and it's very well respected.
所以在这一卷书里头，他要拿出一段来特别讲到关于长老的事。
And that is why in the book of 1 Timothy, he spent time and used the paragraphs to describe this subject.
他开始从17节讲到怎么样子要尊重长老。
Starting from verse 17, he described how elders must be respected and honored in the congregation.
然后从19节到21节就是讲到我们对长老既然尊重，我们就不可以随便的来处罚教会的长老。
Then continuing on through verse 21, because of the respected and honored office of the elders, therefore if there's somethingthat the elders do wrong, we must not carelessly bring up accusation or discipline on them.
所以我们这个人呢，平常都是喜欢控告人的。
It's human nature to be critical and criticize others.
可是你若是要控告教会的长老，这里特别提醒我们不可以随便来结下这个案子。
But the passage here reminds us that if there were any accusations made to the elders, the church must be careful and not accept these accusations easily.
至少要有两三个见证人，而且有事实，你才能够把长老的案子告到教会来。
There must be at least two or three witnesses, and there must be facts that supports the accusation before the church should start to consider the matter regarding disciplining the elder.
因为长老 是在教会里头治理教会的人。
Because elders are responsible for the administration and the leadership of the church.
当他们做了错事的时候，我们要当众来处理。
When they do make a mistake, however the matter is being treated must be done so publicly.
这对我们中国人来讲是比较困难。
That's very difficult for the Chinese.
我们中国人是讲面子的。
Because we care much about saving face.
这个长老做了不好的事情，我们就让他暗暗的就下台好了。
If the elder did something wrong, well, let's just take care of that matter privately and maybe just quietly let the elder go.
可是二十节，保罗特别提醒提摩太，犯罪的人，就是讲的这个犯罪的长老已经证实了他犯罪了。当在众人面前责备他。
But verse 20 tells us very clearly, if the elder sins, they are to be rebuked publicly.
目的就是要叫其余的人也可以惧怕。
The purpose of doing so is so that others may be warned.
其余的人是讲到那些其余的长老或者其余将要做长老的人。
That warning applies to the others, meaning the other elders or the others who may become elders.
因为他是教会里面的领袖，他做的错事应该要在教会全体弟兄姊妹的面前来受到处分。
Because the elders is the leader of the church and represents the church. Therefore, if there are any wrongdoings, then the elder must be rebuked publicly and so in order to discharge that responsibility before the body.
那么二十一节就讲，我在上帝和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可以存成见行事，也不可有偏心。
And so verse 21 says, I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism.
所以你在处理长老犯罪的这件事情上，你不可以有成见，也不可以偏心。
So when it comes to dealing with the sins committed by an elder, there must not be partiality and there must not be favoritism.
那么这一节上次我已经讲过，但是今天我还要再重复。
And so last time I mentioned about this verse, but today I want to repeat it again.
因为在二十一节一开始就讲到为什么在处理长老的这件事情上我们要慎重。
Because from the very beginning of verse 21, it tells us why we must take the matter of working with elders so seriously.
因为这件事情在神和主耶稣并且天上的天使的面前，我必须要向你们做这样子的提醒。
Because the charge that's given to the church was made in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels.
我在这里要提醒弟兄姊妹的，就是在教会里面的事情，我们平常都是很关心人家对我们的看法。
And what I want to remind you here, brothers and sisters, is that when it comes to the matter of church business or as we deal with things, we often are very careful, cautious, and concerned about the way others may view us.
假如有弟兄姊妹们评论我们做的不妥当，那我们很担心。
We are afraid that anything we do would be criticized by brothers and sisters as not doing good enough.
可是使徒保罗特别在这件事上提醒教会里面的事情，不只是教会里头的人在 注意这件事。
However, what Paul is reminding Timothy is that when it comes to the matters of the church, what we should be concerned about is not only how the people in the church will view how things are being done.
神、主耶稣跟天使都关心这件事。
Because God and Jesus Christ and the angels are also concerned about these matters.
我们应该更关心这些人对我们所做的事情的一个看法。
We should be more concerned about the view and the assessment of these than people.
我希望弟兄姊妹们到教会来能够了解一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that when we come to church, we have this understanding.
这是教会，这个不是外面的社会。
This is the church. This is unlike the rest of the society.
其他的这个场地，其他的啊这个问题，都是影响到人。
All the other organizations or things that are being dealt with outside of the church, they deal with men.
但是在教会里面做事，不只是影响到人，也影响到天上的神跟天使跟主耶稣。
But in the church, when the business are being conducted, it is not only a matter of that deals with men. It also matters to God and to Jesus Christ and the angels in heaven.
所以我盼望神的儿女能够了解这件事。
So I hope that the children of God understand this.
教会里头的事比任何其他的事还要有更重要的后果。
The business that's being conducted in the church have far more serious consequences than any other organizations.
我们在教会里的做事做得不妥当，违背了神的心意，将来在神的面前要接受神的审判。
In the church, if we made any mistakes, if we have any wrongdoings, we need to one day be subjugated to the judgment of God in heaven.
所以我盼望来到教会的弟兄姊妹们，甚至于朋友们，你们能够了解教会跟外面的社会为什么不同。
And so, brothers and sisters, and even friends among us, I hope that you understand that the matters that are being conducted in the church and the ways in which they're being conducted is very different from any other organization or any other body of people that's outside the church in the society.
我现在要从22节读到25节。
And I will start from verse 22 and we'll read through verse 25.
给人行按手的礼不可接触，不要在别人的罪上有份，要保守自己清洁，因你胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝水，可以稍微用点酒。有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判案前，有些人的罪是随后跟了去的，这样善行也有明显的，那不明显的也不能隐藏。
Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourselves pure. Stop drinking only water, and use a little wine, because your stomach and your frequent illnesses. The sins of some men are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. In the same way, good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not cannot be hidden.
我们从祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这些话语的提醒。
Dear Lord, we thank you for the reminders from your words.
让我们能够了解教会跟外面的社会为什么不同。
Help us so that we may understand how the church is different than the society.
为什么我们做神儿女的人应该更看重天上对我们的看法？
That as the children of God, how we need to place more weight on the view of heaven than the view of people in this world.
求主借着你的话再次的提醒我们。
May your words remind us once again.
让我们更知道如何来做你顺命的儿女。
So that we may learn how to become obedient children to you.
让我们在世人的面前有好的见证。
So that we may have a good testimony before all men.
让世人因为我们的品行、我们的行为而认识你是怎么样子的一位神。
And so that others may come to know the God that you are through our lives and through our behaviors.
我们这样祈求，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在下面就是二十二节以下，是讲到一个教会里头怎么样子来拣选长老。
In verse 22 on through 25, it tells us how we need to appoint elders.
他第一个提醒的就是假如我们要避免选出不称职的长老来侍奉教会。
It says that in order for us to protect against selecting an elder who would become unfit to be an elder in the church,
首先就不要忙着给人去行按手礼。
First, we must not be hasted in laying our hands on someone.
很多人在教会里头很喜欢跟人家按手。
There are people in the churches who love to lay hands on others.
我们应该知道为什么我们要按手。
We should know why we lay our hands on others.
按手的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of laying on of hands?
对我的后果又是什么？
And what are the consequences of having hands laid on me?
这个按手的这个这件事情是来源我们要追溯到很早的律法的时代去。
If we were to study the concept of the laying of hands, we would go all the way back to the laws that were given in the Old Testament.
按手的意义、目的就是承认这个人的合格。
The meaning and the purpose of laying hand on someone is for the approval of someone.
接受这个人担任某一个职务。
It's the acceptance and the approval of someone who is considered as one who is befitting for a certain purpose.
你跟这个人按手，你就在神的面前说，神啊，我觉得这个人够资格来做这一件事。
When you lay your hand on someone, what you are saying and what you are declaring is that I affirm that by my laying of hand on this person, that this person is qualified and is fit to do this job.
让我们翻到民数记第八章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 8.
民数记这个是旧约的第四卷书啊，民数记第八章第十节。
Numbers chapter 8 verse 10. This is in the Old Testament, the fourth book in the Bible.
它是将利未人奉到耶和华面前，以色列人要按手在他们头上。
You are to bring the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites are to lay their hands on them.
这件事情就是讲到当初神要以色列人把利未人完全奉献给神，在会幕里头侍奉。
This is speaking of the time in which God had set aside the Levites among the Israelites to be the ministers in the tent of meeting or the tabernacle so that they may be in service representing the Israelites.
利未人是以色列十二个族里头的一个族。
The Levites are one of the 12 tribes, are people from one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
其他的这个族 都是这个在神进入迦南啊，要以色列人进入迦南之后，要分迦南的地方来居住。
When the Israelites were led into the land of Canaan, God instructed on how the land would be divided so that the people of Israel would each have a land to live on.
而且我们看到在旧约的时候这个以色列人有几次来数算他们的人数。
And in the Old Testament, we also saw on several occasions in which they were taking census so that they may know the number of their people.
所以我们看到这一卷书叫民数记，就是因为在这一段时期里头有几次神要以色列人数算他们的人数。
And this is why this book is called Numbers, because during this time in the history of Israel, there are several occasions in which they were counting the number of their people.
主要的目的就是要数数里面有多少人可以打仗。
And the main purpose when they were counting their people was so that they may know how many could fight in a war.
但是只有利未人，神说你们不要数。
However, every time they were counting their people, God says, do not count the number of the Levites.
利未人只数过一次。
The Levites were only counted once.
因为神跟以色列人讲，利未人是我特别拣选来侍奉我的。
Because God said that the Levites are a people that I have selected, I have chosen for a specific task.
为什么我要选利未人？
And why do I choose the Levites?
但是你们还记得不记得我当初在埃及的时候？
God says, do you remember that while you were still in Egypt?
我要埃及的法老允许以色列人离开埃及。
I wanted the Pharaoh in Egypt to allow my people to leave Egypt.
法老不答应。
Pharaoh would not allow them.
所以神用了十种的灾祸加在埃及人的身上，最后埃及的法老才允许以色列人离开埃及。
So God sent 10 plagues to cause the Egyptians to suffer in order that Pharaoh would allow the Israelites to leave.
这十个灾难里的最后的一个灾难，就是埃及所有的头生的长子跟牲畜，通通被神杀掉。
And of the 10 plagues, the last plague that God sent was the killing of all of the firstborn children, as well as the firstborn of all the livestock in the land of Egypt.
只有以色列人，他们把羔羊的血涂在他们住的这个门框、门楣上，当命令的天使看到这个血的时候，就越过这一家，所以所有的以色列人，他们没有死一个人。
The only exception in the land of Egypt that were spared from the 10th plague were the Jews, because they took the lamb, they slaughtered their lambs, and they painted the blood on their door frame. And so when the angel of destruction came, he passed over these households. So in the entire land of Egypt, the only families that were spared were the Jews, and not one single person or animal were killed because of this plague.
神说以色列人的长子本来也应该死的。
What God is saying is that even though the firstborn of the Jews were supposed to be killed as well,
但是因为你们听了我的话，把羔羊的血在那天涂在门楣上，所以我没有把你们的长子拿走。
However, because you became obedient to me, you listened to my instructions, and because of the blood of that lamb, Then I will pass over and spare your firstborn.
我现在要用以利未人代替你们所有的长子。
So he says, I will choose the Levites as replace, as substitution for your firstborn.
所以在那个时候，神就要以色列人来数算利未人到底有多少人。
And that is why God instructed them to count the number of Levites at that time.
一数了之后，利未人居然比他所有的长子要多出一两百人。
And after they counted the number of the Levites, the number actually was a few hundred more than all of the sum of the number of firstborn in Israel.
神要以色列人用钱来把这个多出来的数目要数出来。
And God instructed the Israelites to use money to redeem these extra numbers of Levites.
因此上，利未人在以色列人中间是很独特的一族。
And so the Levites among the 12 tribes of Israel, are a very unique tribe that stands out.
他们到了迦南地以后，没有分到地方。
They enter into the land of Canaan, but they received no land as inheritance.
神对他们说，你们不要地方。
God told them that you don't need to have any land.
我会供养你们一切的需要。
Because I will provide all of your needs.
所以利未人都是在会幕里头做工，然后也靠着会幕里头的奉献来养活他们。
And so the Levites, their job is to serve in the tabernacle, to serve in the temple, and because of their service and ministry, they receive their payments and they receive their sustenance.
在所有以色列人对神的奉献的这个牲畜里头，有一部分是专门为着利未人而放在一边的。
Of all the offerings and sacrifices that God requires from the people of Israel, a portion of that is always set aside for the, as the provisions for the Levites.
所以在民数记里头，神特别招呼以色列人要把所有的利未人奉献在神的面前。
And so that is why here God wants to call the Israelites together and say that they need to offer up the Levites before the Lord.
为什么要把利未人要奉献？
And why should the Levites be offered?
因为这些人本来就该死的。
Because originally these people were supposed to be killed.
而现在他们好像作为是所有该死的以色列人他们的替身。
But now, they are now the representation or representatives of those who should have been killed as the firstborn among them.
当你是我的替身的时候，
When you become a substitute for me,
献祭的时候，羊、牛都是犯罪的人的替身。
In an offering or a sacrifice made for redemption of sin, whether it be a calf or it be a lamb, that animal is a representation or representative of the person.
当人奉献羊跟牛的时候，要把手放在他们上面。
And so as the person makes the offering, the person will place the hand on the animal.
目的就是认同。
And that act is to affirm the representation.
你在神的面前说，这个羊就是我。
Before God, you're saying, this lamb represents me.
本来我是应该死的。
I should have died for my sins.
现在我要这个羊带我死。
But now, this lamb will represent me and die on my behalf.
所以他在奉献这个羊之前，把手要按在上面。
And so before the animal is sacrificed,the hand will be placed on the animal.
这个就是按手的一个来源。
That's That's the origin of the concept of laying on of hands.
我们刚才看到就是当以色列的会众奉献利未人给神的时候，他们要在利未人的身上要按手。
And we see in the book of Numbers that example in which the Israelites would place their hand or lay their hands on the Levites.
我们再看一处，同样的在民数记二十七章。
Let's look at another passage and as an example, also in the book of Numbers, chapter 27.
我们要看十八节到二十三节。
We'll look at verses 18 through 23.
耶和华对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来按手在他头上，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前，嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断，在耶和华面前为他求问。他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。于是摩西照耶和华所吩咐的，将约书亚领来，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前，按手在他头上，嘱咐他，是照耶和华借摩西所说的话。
So the Lord said to Moses, Take Joshua son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him,Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest who will obtain decision for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At this command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out and at his command they will come in.Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hand on him and commissioned him as the Lord instructed through Moses.
当摩西带领以色列人到了约旦河的地方，
As the Lord led the Israelites, to the bank of the river Jordan,
他们一过河就进入了所谓迦南美地。
Once they crossed over the land of Jordan, they would have entered into the land of Canaan, which is also called the land of Canaan. 那个是神
应许以色列的祖先要把这个地方要通通给以色列人。
It was considered or called the land flowing with milk and honey because it is the best land that God had promised to the ancestors of the Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么今天以色列大摇大摆地住在这个迦南地？
So, do you know why today the Jews feel that they are entitled to live in that land in Palestine?
迦南就是巴勒斯坦，是不是今天的巴勒斯坦地方就是从前的迦南地。
Because the land of Canaan is geographically the region of Palestine.
对以色列人来讲，这个地永远是他们的地。
For a Jew, that land belongs to them and it is theirs forever.
因为这个地是神给他们的。
Because this land was given to them by God.
不信神的人，他们不相信。
Those who do not know God, they don't believe this.
他们口口声声讲这个 land 应该是 Palestinian 他们的地。
They would argue this land belongs to the Palestinians.
他们不知道这个地是神当初应许给以色列永远做他们的地方的。
They do not understand that this land had been promised by God to the Jews.From the very beginning, and it is theirs as an inheritance forever.
神呼召了摩西，要把以色列人从埃及带进到这个迦南地来。
God called Moses so that he may lead the Israelites into this promised land.
可是摩西做了一件事情得罪了神，神说你不够资格领我的百姓进入迦南地。
However, Moses did one thing that offended God and sinned against God, and for that God said, you lost your privilege to lead my people into the promised land.
所以当摩西带领以色列人到了约旦河的时候，神就跟他讲，摩西啊，你已经到了末日了，你该死了。
And so as Moses led the Israelites to the bank of Jordan, they're about to cross over the river, God said to Moses, Moses, your time is up. You're about to leave this world.
那摩西问神，他说，我走了以后，谁带领这几十万的以色列人进迦南地？
And Moses asked God, well, if you're going to take my, if my life is about to end, who will you use to lead these people, hundreds and thousands of people, into the promised land?
神说，约书亚。
God said, Joshua.
他说，所以我要你现在就把你的尊荣，把你的这个能力先在众人的面前给约书亚。
And so here God said to Moses, that's why God here instructed Moses that now before the congregation, you need to share your glory, your honor, and your authority to Joshua.
怎么样给？
And how would you share this?
在众人的面前按手在他的头上。
Now you do so by laying your hand on him before all.
你按手的时候就去告诉所有的以色列人，这个是将来要代替我做你们首领的人。
When you place your hand on Joshua, what you are declaring to the entire people of Israel is that this is the person that would be selected to carry on the position and the responsibility of leading the people.
因此，这个认同的按手礼是远从民数记那个时候就开始了。
And so the laying on of hand, which represents the affirmation of authority and approval to serve in a certain position as a leader in the congregation, this practice started all the way back from the book of Numbers.
为什么要按手?
Why do we lay hands?
这是从以色列人献祭这件事情开始。
This whole practice started with the fact that the Israelites must offer sacrifices to God.
因为时间的关系，所以我们只读一处经文就算了。
For the sake of time, we will only look at one passage.
让我们翻到前面出埃及记二十九章。
We'll turn backwards and go to the book of Exodus, chapter 29.
说埃及记二十九章第十节
Exodus chapter 29 verse 10
这是神对亚伦就是大祭司啊，将要成为大祭司的亚伦对他说你要把公牛牵到会幕前亚伦和他儿子要按手在公牛的头上。
Bring the bull to the front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his son shall lay their hands on its head.
十五节。
Then verse 15.
你要牵一只公绵羊来，亚伦和他儿子要按手在这羊的头上。
Take one of the rams, and Aaron and his son shall lay their hands on its head.
最后十九节。你要将那一只公绵羊牵来，亚伦和他儿子要按手在羊的头上。
Then verse 19, take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on its head.
这些亚伦跟他的儿子按手的这些动物，都是被奉献做牺牲的这个 动物。
These animals that Aaron and his sons laid their hands on are all animals that are, had been purposed for, sacrifice, purposed to be sacrificed.
所以按手就是认同。
So laying on of hands represents, affirmation or identification.
所以我们现在回到提摩太前书第五章这个二十二节，这里讲到你们给人行按手的礼不可以接触，为什么？不要在别人的罪上有份。
And so now we come back to 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22 where it says, Do not be haste in the laying on of hands. Why? Because in doing so, we would not share in the sins of others.
你就随随便便的讲，我选某某人做长老。
You carelessly decide to select someone to be an elder.
你就随便把你的手按在这个长老的，这个你认为可以做长老人的头上。
Then carelessly you lay your hand on this person who you believe would be a good elder.
在神的面前，假如这个人犯了罪，你要跟他一同受这个处分。
Before God, if this person sinned, you would share in the consequences of the sin of this person that you've identified with.
所以保罗说，你给人行按手的礼不可接触，不要那么慌忙。
And so Paul here instructs Timothy, do not be hasty in your laying of the hand.
目的就是你不要在别人的罪上有份。
And the reason for that is so that you would not share in the sins of the other.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在教会你的为人家乱按手，他的罪就通通成为你的罪。
So brothers and sisters, if you're careless about laying on of your hands and you lay hands on each other, do you realize that if that other person sins, you would share in that in their consequences?
所以行按手的礼不可接触。
So do not be hasty in the laying on of hands.
这样子你才能够保守自己的清洁。
In doing so, you then would be able to keep yourself pure.
你这不会乱按手，搞得那个不洁净的人的头上你也去按。
So that you would not be careless in your laying on of hands, and so that someone who is impure would then sin, and you would have to share in their consequences.
那么现在因为提到清洁这件事，
and because the subject of purity is being brought up,
所以保罗就顺便给提摩太一个劝导。
And so Paul then here gave Timothy an advice.
我相信在那个时候提摩太的健康恐怕不是顶好。
It appears that Timothy was not in good health, in a very good health condition.
而在那个时候我也相信提摩太他是绝对不喝酒的。
I am also very convinced that at that time Timothy abstained from drinking wine.
为什么提摩太不喝酒？
And why did Timothy abstain from drinking?
今天很多侍奉教会的人不喝酒。
Today, there are many people who are serving the church, they also abstain from wine.
我不喝酒。
I don't drink.
我已经几十年不喝酒。
I haven't touched alcohol for many decades.
我也不是因为说哎呦，这个酒啊不喝，一喝了酒就犯罪啊。
And the reason for me, for my abstinence, is not because I think that if I touch alcohol, then I've sinned.
我相信我不喝酒跟提摩太不喝酒的原因是相同的。
I believe that my reasoning for abstaining from alcohol is the same as Timothy's.
目的就是要对教会的弟兄姊妹们做一个好的榜样。
And the purpose is so that we may set a good example to the brothers and sisters in the church.
读一处圣经，在罗马书十四章。
So look at a passage from Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章二十到二十三节。
Romans 14 verses 20 through 23.
不可因食物毁坏上帝的工程，凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，就是他的罪了。无论是吃肉，是喝酒，是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。你有信心，就当在上帝面前守着。人在自己以为可行的事上，能不自责就有福了。若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
Verse 20. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that would cause your brother to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the man who does not condemn himself but for what he approves, but the man who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and everything that is not from faith is sin.
为什么提摩太不喝酒?
Why did Timothy abstain from wine?
他知道酒不是一个好东西。
Because he knows that alcohol is not a good thing.
因为很少有人喝酒能够知道怎么样子来限制自己的。
Because very few people who likes alcohol knows how to regulate the amount of alcohol they take.
你只要看到一个人 一瓶酒到了手上，起先还像个人样子，三杯下去就已经不像人样子了。
You know, anyone who, when they first started drinking, they may stillbe very clear-minded and still have, be reasonable, but after three glasses of alcohol, then they start to not behave like a normal, rational person.
平常不说的话，现在就开始说了。
Things that they would normally not speak that was on their mind, they started to speak their mind.
平常不做的事现在也开始做了。
Things they would normally refrain from doing, now they feel free to do.
你到酒店里头去，这看到一个人眼睛一红啊，就不像人的样子了。
If you've ever been to a bar, you see that someone's eyes are bloodshot, then you know they really actually don't even look like a human being anymore.
我们要看 一节圣经好了啊，稍微多一点，在箴言。
Let's take a look at a passage in Book of Proverbs.
在箴言书三十一章。
Proverbs 31.
箴言书三十一章四节，第四节到第九节。
Verses 4 through 9.
这个是这个所罗门的妈妈对所罗门王所讲的话。
These are words spoken to Solomon by his mother.
所以这里不讲所罗门，叫他的名字叫利莫以勒。
Here, Solomon is addressed by his nickname Lemuel.
妈妈很喜欢对自己所爱的儿子啊，有他特别喜欢的名字。
Mothers would give their favorite nickname to their son.
有些甚至叫什么小狗了、小猫了，什么都有的。
They may call their sons or daughters as puppies or kittens.
所以在这个地方。所罗门的妈妈称他的这个儿子利木以勒。
Here Solomon's mother calls him Lemuel.
他是君王喝酒，君王喝酒是不相宜的。王子说龙酒在哪里也不相宜，恐怕喝了就忘记律例， 颠倒一切困苦人的是非，可以把浓酒给将亡的人喝，把清酒给苦心的人喝，让他喝了就忘记他的贫穷，不再纪念他的苦楚。你当为哑巴开口，为一切孤独的伸冤，你当开口按公义判断，为困苦和穷乏的辩屈。
Verses 4 through 9. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, not for queens to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what the laws decree and deprave all the oppressed for their rights. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of those who are destitute. Speak up for the and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and needy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们大家都知道呢，酒不是个好东西。
The brothers and sisters, we know and recognize that alcohol is not a good thing for us.
我们中国人有一句话叫做酒能乱性。
Chinese has a saying that alcohol will cause you to lose your control.
你几杯酒一下肚，你就不再是你自己了。
After glasses or bottles of alcohol, you are no longer yourself.
并不是讲说是你酒不要碰。
It is not to say that you cannot touch alcohol whatsoever.
但是问题就是，当你去碰这个酒的时候，正好你旁边也有另外一个很软弱的一个弟兄姊妹，一看呢，哦，朱长老也喝酒，所以我也可以喝酒。
The problem is, if someone sees you drink, they may be weak in their faith, or they may be weak against alcohol, and they say, well, look, Elder Chu is drinking, so of course I can.
他不知道朱长老可以喝一口就放下来。
Well, he may not know that Elder Chu can drink a sip and put it down and not touch it again.
朱长老喝酒从来不超过一杯的。
Elder Chu never goes beyond one glass.
但是那个人怎么样？因为看到朱长老喝酒时，他是大喝其酒。
Well, the other person may see Elder Chu take that drink, take that sip, and so he starts to drink, and he would be drinking nonstop.
弟兄姊妹们都知道，我几十年不看电影。
Brothers and sisters, you know that I have not been to the movie theaters for decades.
不是所有的电影都是不好的电影。
It's not to say that all of the movies out there are bad movies.
但是我知道，假如有一天，教会里的弟兄姊妹一看，哦，朱长老也来看电影。
But I know that one day, if brother and sister sees Elder Chu at the movie theater and they say, oh, look, Elder Chu is watching this movie.
他不知道朱长老看的电影是他永远不想看的电影。
They don't know that if Elder Chu were to watch a movie, he's actually watching a movie that he never wanted to watch in the first place.
但是他只看到我进了电影院，所以他说，那我也可以进电影院。
But he sees Elder Chu going into the movie theater, and he would say, well, look, Elder Chu watches movies, so I'm going to go watch movies as well.
在以色列的时候，所有的祭司进会幕侍奉的时候，绝对不可以碰酒的。
In the Old Testament times, all the priests and Levites, as they enter into the tabernacle in the ministering of God, they will abstain from alcohol.
所以我相信这个提摩太他是为了其他软弱的弟兄姊妹的信心，他绝对不碰酒。
So I believe that Timothy abstains from alcohol because of his love and consideration for the brothers and sisters who may be weak against alcohol.
但是我们知道在那个时候的水是相当的不干净的。
We know, of course, during that time, water is actually not very pure.
因此上二十三节说，因为你的胃口不清，屡次患病，再不要照常喝酒，可以稍微用点酒。
And so Paul's advice to Timothy was, stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and because of your frequent illnesses.
换句话说，保罗说，提摩太啊，为着你的健康，你应该稍微用一点酒。
And so that is what Paul is saying to Timothy. For the sake of your health, drink a little wine.
所以今天很多人说， 我是喝一点提摩太酒。
And so today there are people who says, well, I drink, but I drink the Timothy wine.
你假如真正是一个好的基督徒的话，你讲这个话，你要在神的面前负责任。
If you consider yourself a true Christian, well, if you make that statement, you have to be responsible for it before God.
假如你喝的真是提摩太酒的话，我相信神也不会责罪你。
If you truly are drinking the Timothy wine, I'm sure God will not condemn you.
假如你借此而大喝其酒的话，将来你在神的面前要负责任。
But if you're using this as mere excuse for you to drink, then you have to pay the price and be responsible for it.
我们现在也了解为什么二十三节要放在这个地方。
But now we want to understand why verse 23 is inserted here.
那并不是保罗在这鼓励人喝酒。
Paul is certainly not recommending wine to people.
他是关心提摩太，要他把酒当作药来医治自己。
He is telling Timothy that you can use wine in this instance as medicine so that you can improve your health.
希望弟兄姊妹，你不要为着这一节圣经你就去喝酒。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you will not take this verse out of context and use this as a reason for you to enjoy alcohol.
下面24节跟25节是讲到怎么样子拣选长老的事。
And verses 24 and 25 goes back to the subject matter on how to select elders.
第一，他讲有些人的罪是明显的。
First, it says here that some sins are very obvious.
如同先到审判案前。
And they're so obvious that they reach the place of judgment before the person.
他的这个罪啊，很明显，好像在他们之前就已经到了审判台前了。
The sin of these people are so obvious that the sin themselves seem to appear before judgment ahead of the person.
这里所谓的审判案前是指的教会里的会众对这个人的一种评估。
The judgment here refers to the assessment or the opinion of the church congregation.
才提到这个姓朱的可以不可以做长老。
When it comes to the matter of whether or not the Chu should become an elder in the church.
马上就好叫这个家伙他是乱讲话。
If the responses were immediately, well, this person just speaks lies.
常常是讲的假话，都不是真话。
Always deceptive, and you can never get the truth out of him.
所以还没有到审判案前，这个罪已经很明显了。
So before this person can be judged to the worthiness, well, the sin or the behavior has already reached the judgment.
但是另外有一些人罪是随后跟了去的。
However, there are some other people, their sins trail behind the person.
就是当教会来审查他的资格的时候，他们的罪就显露出来了。
And that is when the church starts to evaluate the worthiness of such a person, then the sin starts to surface.
25节说，这样善行也有明显的。那不明显的也不能隐藏。
Similarly, verse 25, it says, good deeds are also obvious, and even those that are not obvious cannot be hidden.
有些人他的品格是十分的美好。
Some people, they have great characters.
很明显的说明了这种人是够资格做长老的。
And of course, clearly, it said, clearly, these people can be considered as fitting to be an elder.
不需要有太多的审查。
There would not be the requirement for much further and detailed evaluation.
可是另外有一种不明显的好处也不可能隐藏不被发现。
However, if there are those good deeds and character that is not as obvious, well, they should not be hidden In fact, they should be made obvious as well.
所以当我们细心去检查的时候，我们会发现它的好处。
And so when we pay attention and we go and we discover more about the person, we discover that there are much good within the person.
所以这里是讲到，当我们要去这个得到一个答案，这个人是不是够资格做长老？
And so here it speaks to the matter of selecting an elder when the evaluation of such a person is being made.
我们去细心的调查的话，好事坏事都会出现的。
We need to be mindful and we need to explore and we need to expose both the good and the bad of this person.
所以这里告诉我们，选择一个合适的长老是教会里面一件大事。
And so what it tells us here is that the selection of an elder in the church is a significant matter in the church.
我们必须要十分的谨慎。
We must be extremely careful.
要让神的以长老智慧的这种心意能够在教会里头见证出来。
We need to allow God's will in the matter of the elders in the church to be revealed.
这是一件很重要的事情。
This is a matter of utmost importance.
所以我在二十一节里头特别提醒弟兄姊妹们，这件事不只是教会你都应该关心，连天上的神跟我们的主耶稣以及天使们，他们都关心。
That is why, brothers and sisters, I wanted to remind everyone of verse 21, that in the choosing of an elder in the church, it is not a matter of, it is not only the matter that pertains to men, but it is a matter that pertains to God, our Lord Jesus, as well as to the angels in heaven.
此弟兄给了我多一点时间，那么我就讲的多一点。
Brother George gave me a few more minutes, so I spent a few more minutes today.
但是我们还是要掰饼啊。
But we still need to break bread.
这是为什么我们有饼跟杯在这里。
And that's why today we have the bread and the cup here.
我们多次这个宣布，你若还不认识主耶稣，你就不必要留在这个地方吃这个饼喝这个杯。
We've made this announcement several times. If you are not yet a Christian, you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are not required to stay here for the communion service.
但是你若是说我还没有看过基督教你的怎么样子守圣餐，欢迎你留在这里。
But if you'd like to stay, even just to witness how the communion service is being done, or you're interested in seeing how Christians remember their Lord and what communion is all about, you're welcome to stay and observe.
但是就请你不要碰饼跟杯。
But we ask and request that you will not touch the bread and the cup when it's passed down to you.
对你一点好处都没有。
It has no benefit to you whatsoever.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
就我们谢谢你给我们这些教导。
Lord, we thank you for your teaching.
让我们了解教会你的办事是什么样子的态度。
We thank you that you allow us to understand how we must treat the matters in the church.
盼望所有你的儿女都能够在教会你的慎重做一切的事。
We pray that all brothers and sisters in the church would always consider matters and decisions carefully.
让所有来到教会的人都能够明白这是神的教会。
So that all who come to the church may know that this is God's church.
所有一切所做的事都必须要符合神的标准。
So that all the things that we do will meet up to God's standards.
让你的名能够在教会里头受到尊崇。
So that your name may be honored and glorified in the church.
愿你在我们当中永远伟大。
May you always be honored and exalted in our midst.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们